Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Let's go, baby. Start the show. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We'll good morning, everybody. How are you?
Couldn't be finer.
Oh. So happy you had a day off from me yesterday. That's why you're reinvigorated, aren't you?
Andy, we missed you terribly.
I'm not buying that. Menigan didn't even say hello to me this morning. He just walked in. He was just like, hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Well, you were groaning. You were groaning when you walked in.
I'm always groaning. That's how I feel. Story of my life.
On top of the fact that you had food in your mouth when you said it to me.
I didn't have any food in my mouth this morning.
Did.
I normally do.
His wife might be listening. He's going to get in trouble.
I did not have food in my mouth. Normally, I would have a cup of coffee, but... now that I'm down to one arm, it's tough for me to carry my backpack and my other thing. Oh, man. All right. So this is how we're going to start today, then, if that's where we pick on Andy. Takes a day off. Big day today. I get to find out if I need surgery or not. This is going to be exciting.
Okay.
I'm glad everyone can share along with me with my shoulder issues that I'm having right now. Anyway, he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Matt Corrali time is in the back as well. What do we have coming up on the show today, Jeff?
I'll tell you, Andy.
Thanks.
We got Browns news out the wazoo.
That's what we got?
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski is going to speak at 10:55.
Okay.
We'll get it fixed.
Yep. Shedeur Sanders is going to speak somewhere in the noon hour.
Okay.
Daryl Ryder is going to join us from Berea after Shedeur speaks.
Hmm.
And then Chris Rose from John Boy Media, the NFL Network.
He's going to belittle
us. Game day final.
I think he's going to belittle us today on something.
Today?
Yeah, I feel it. You're like, what do you mean, Jeff? Andy, what are you talking about? So we'll talk to Chris a little bit later in the show. We enjoyed talking to our good friend Chris Rose. That'll come up at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you saw this or not. Very exciting news if
Tell
you
me, Andy.
Read The Athletic.
Tell me.
Dane Brugler.
Hey,
has
Dane.
The Browns trading up.
Union guy. Trading up?
Trading up.
Wait a minute.
With Tennessee.
The trade deadline's passed.
Well, this would be for the draft.
Oh.
So this would be a new trade. Oh. And in his prediction,
yeah.
He is saying that the Cleveland Browns, with the first pick in this year's NFL draft.
With the what pick?
First pick.
Trading up to one.
Select Fernando Mendoza, quarterback, Indiana. Buying or selling, Jeff? Let's start with them trading up. Would you buy that?
Yes.
I would, too. Do you want to hear exactly what he had to say? I can tell you.
Yeah.
Owning two first-rounders in April and having received marginal play under center this season, the Browns have the ammo and the motivation to be aggressive quarterback hunters this offseason. Cleveland traded back in last year's draft to be in position to get its guy in 2026. Neither Dillon Gabriel nor Shedeur Sanders has done anything to change that plan. Again, that's according to Dane Brugler. In this scenario, the Browns package both of their 2026 first-rounders to Tennessee for the rights for the number one overall pick. So that's how they get it done, according to Dane Brugler.
Okay.
I totally could see this. I could see them packaging the picks, and maybe they might have to give up next year's number one.
No.
I don't know. I mean, how desperate are we?
Not desperate enough to do that. You're going to be sitting at 5 or 6 or 3 or whatever. Anyway, you're not going to have to give up two number ones and this year's pick to move up.
What are we looking at, like 17, 18 on the pick they were gifted in the trade last year, and then they get...
I don't even know if it's going to be that high.
Yeah, you know what? They were in the playoffs this week, weren't they? I think they were in it. I got to go back and look. But anyway, so you look at this and you say to yourself, huh, there are a million little questions I have based on the fact that Dane Brugler says the Browns will trade for the first overall pick and get Fernando Mendoza.
Well, who's going to make the trade?
Well, that's... Okay, you want to start there? Who is going to make the trade? Will the general manager be around to make the trade, or will they have a new general manager?
That's question one, I would think. You looking for an answer to that?
Yeah, give me an answer. Do you think Andrew Berry's here to make that selection?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yep.
Dan, do you think he's in?
Yes.
I think Berry's here, too.
At the very least, this last draft saved him. That's if he needed saved, this last draft did it. And it's a big if. Again, it goes back to, okay, who are you blaming for Deshaun Watson?
That's right. You gave away 3 first-round draft picks. Right. How many teams are operating like that and then have nothing to show for it? That's the problem. It's not the fact that they traded away 3 first-round draft picks. It's the fact that there is absolutely zero return on the field.
That is correct.
And so that you've hindered your general manager in that way, and some people will say you've hindered your head coach in the same way.
That's correct.
Letting 3 first-round picks go bye-bye.
Well, and then having complete... disarray at quarterback.
Disarray is a very nice word. Thanks. I give you credit for that. That's calm. I can think of a lot of other words.
Yeah, use chaos.
There's a word I would use in some situations, but I can't use it right now. Fernando Mendoza, what does that do for you? If this is true,
I'll be honest, I haven't seen enough of him to give you an idea if he's the guy.
I think he makes Saturday night's Big Ten Championship must-see TV for Browns fans. I don't think there's any question. I mean, you're probably already watching because you want to see what Ohio State does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I want to see a quarterback try to score on Ohio State's defense. And good luck to you, Fernando. We'll see. Because if he can do it this week, I am all in on the Browns trying to figure out a way to go get him. Ohio State has not given up a second-half touchdown all season. 12 straight games. They have not given up a touchdown.
That's pretty good.
That defense has been amazing this year.
So he might hear the drum. Fernando.
Yes. I got it.
Sorry.
Not a big...
A little ABBA reference there.
Yeah, there was a dance. I was trying to find a dancing
queen. Mamma mia.
I was looking for some dancing queen there. I couldn't find it. Yeah. Look, if Fernando Mendoza looks good against Ohio State and does something that no other quarterback has been able to do, I think Browns fans get excited about it. I don't know. I don't think he has to beat Ohio State. I think if he can make Indiana's offense sing against Ohio State's defense, Browns fans would be sitting there like, yeah, let's give up the pick. Let's do this. Unless you're a Shedeur Sanders fan. And yeah, now you're sitting here.
If you if you take a quarterback in the first round next year,
yes,
let alone trade up, Shadur is not going to be here.
Would Gabriel still be here?
Yes, I think, because you're going to need a backup.
I can't see them walking through the drama of, I mean, Shadur still has time to figure this thing out. I want nothing more than Shadur Sanders to go out there and win this job for next year.
Amen.
That, I mean, if you ask me, what do you want? That's what I want. I want Shadur Sanders to go out there and win the job for next year so they'll be able to use both of their first-round picks, not have to trade up for a quarterback, and go fix the offensive line, go find themselves a wide receiver.
Amen,
get the
brother.
Help they need.
Say it again, Andy.
I think we're all on the same page.
Or, you know, the unpopular opinion, or Dylan Gabriel, you know, but I don't think he's going to get that chance. I think Shadur gets that chance. So that would be great. End the conversation.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Can you see Gabriel getting back on the field?
Nope, not unless Shadur gets hurt.
That's the only way I think he gets back on the field.
Yep, I agree.
Does this excite Browns fans, though?
I think it would make Browns fans mad. The idea of trading up to number one to draft a quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah, because so many people are pumped up about Shadur.
You think Browns fans would be mad?
Yep.
If they go up and take, if it is Mendoza with the number one overall pick.
Whoever it is. It doesn't even matter who it is.
If Mendoza looks good against Ohio State, I think Browns fans would be all in on this.
I think the only guy that would make Browns fans say, yes, let's do it, is Arch Manning. Only, and it's because of name. I'm not kidding. It's because of name. I think people see the pedigree and people would say, yes, let's do that.
It makes Saturday's game extremely interesting, even if you're not an Ohio State fan. Even if you're not a college football fan. I mean, I don't know how you're not locked in on the Big Ten championship Saturday night.
I can tell you how.
How?
Because the winner is going to be like, hey, now let's go to the playoffs.
That's why. I think we're still talking about a battle for the Heisman Trophy, too. I think that's on the line. I think it's going to be Mendoza against Julian Sain. It's just the Heisman voting is just too easy to make it for a quarterback. They should just call it the best quarterback for the most part. It's so tough to win it when you're not. I look at this game, and I read that story last night, and I'm like, this is really intriguing because there's just so many little branches to the story. If Dane's right, let's just put it this way. If Dane Brugler's right, and he said that you're looking at the Browns trading both their first-round picks for the number one overall, probably from Tennessee, to get Fernando Mendoza at number one, it leaves you a ton of question marks if that comes to fruition. Who's your general manager? Who's your head coach? What are you doing with the two quarterbacks you currently have on the roster? Do you let the general manager go? Do you keep the head coach and bring in a new general manager? That I can't see. But there are a ton of different scenarios here that would play out if this is true, if Fernando Mendoza could become the next quarterback of the Browns, and we'll all get a front row seat on Saturday. I kind of feel like if they do decide to do this too, that you're correct about Sanders too. That if they decide, no, even if it's not Mendoza and it's another quarterback and the Browns go up to number one to go get their guy, they're saying, that's our guy.
Well, there's no question.
And
that's the point. And with all of the hype and all of the eyeballs on Shadur now and since the draft, there's no way that they would want all of that, all of the eyeballs and everything else on Shadur when you clearly drafted the guy who's going to be the quarterback.
100%. I'm still shocked that there weren't more fans at the stadium on Sunday. Even though the weather was bad, it was Shadur Sanders' first start. And for all the energy and all the excitement and all the fans that are all on board for Shadur Sanders, you could have got a really cheap ticket to go watch him make his first start at home last week, and the place was empty. And I keep hearing from Niners fans everywhere. I never realized how many Niners fans there are around here.
Youngstown.
Yeah, that's why.
The Bartolos.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand that. But I'm sitting here trying to figure this thing out, and I want to go in the right direction. I do think the most optimistic way to look at this is to have Sanders just win the job. Just win it.
It's tough to do.
I know.
There's not enough sample size to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.